Illinois is a Democratic state, arguably one of the bluest in the country. But if you look outside Chicago and the collar counties, you see mostly a sea of red. That deepening polarity promises to shape next year's race for Illinois governor in what could be a big Republican year nationally. WBEZ politics reporter Dave McKinney takes a closer look at our two Illinois.
If you listen to John Spencer, it doesn't sound like he's joking when he says he keeps his party affiliation mostly to himself. Why?
Sometimes you might get hit. I try not to say too much to anybody anymore.
Spencer is the Democratic chairman in Clay County, a mostly rural, white, and conservative Republican enclave 240 miles south of Chicago. He works at Walmart now because a construction business he once ran went under.
I couldn't buy a job now if I wanted one in the line of construction because nobody wants a Democrat on their property.
Starting in 1998, Democratic losses downstate escalated over 20 years. The number of Illinois counties voting Democratic in gubernatorial elections declined each cycle. Spencer himself tried running for the Illinois House in 2020, but got clobbered. He said voters didn't like his focus on infrastructure, schools, jobs, or broadband internet. All they wanted to hear about, he said, were gun rights and abortion restrictions. That's all given rise to pro-gun, anti-abortion Republicans like State Senator Darren Bailey from Xenia. He's one of four Republican candidates who has announced they're running for governor next year. And he has his own theory about why Democrats aren't winning many downstate counties in governor's elections.
I boil a lot of it down to moral integrity.
As a legislator, Bailey signed on to an effort to kick Chicago out of Illinois and have it become its own state. The measure went nowhere. Bailey has since backed away from the concept now that he's running to challenge Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. If Bailey gets out of a primary to win in November, he's going to have to find some votes in Chicago's suburbs and in the city he once wanted to jettison. Bailey's political ideology is rooted in his religious beliefs, and he quotes the Old Testament in making the case he's the right man for governor.
Proverbs 28:2 says, when there is moral rot in a nation, its government topples easily, but wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability.
Journalist Lou Jacobson has studied the trend nationally of Republicans winning more counties than Democrats and wrote about it in the nationally respected political newsletter Sabato's Crystal Ball. He says in Illinois, Republicans like Bailey face long political odds so long as densely populated Chicago and the collar counties remain blue. There aren't enough votes downstate to offset that Democratic advantage. But as geographic divisions harden in Illinois, Jacobson says polarization worsens.
It's not great for our political debate.
And Jacobson says that's unhealthy in a democracy.
You have people in red areas who are never seeing blue voters. It just further pushes the two sides away from each other and gives them less and less common ground.
Now, there's been one exception to this trend. In 2018, Pritzker, the Democratic incumbent, won on a historic turnout in Cook County and a near sweep of the collar counties. But he also clawed back some of the lost political turf downstate, and Pritzker's campaign says he wants to hold on to that in 2022. Since declaring for re-election, Pritzker has visited the region almost two dozen times, including a recent stop in far downstate Williamson County. A reporter there pressed him on his seeming lack of support in that part of the state.
Well, let me start with, I think I'm more favored than you think I am.
The last Democratic gubernatorial nominee really to do well downstate was former Congressman Glenn Pouchard of Marion. He narrowly lost the 1998 election. One of the 43 counties Pouchard carried was Clay County, home to Bailey and to Democrat John Spencer. Spencer wouldn't give Pouchard good odds at carrying the county these days.
But now, if Glenn was to run for dog catcher against a cat, the cat would get 90% of the votes.
And that's the story of two Illinois, the one that's blue in the city and suburbs and that elected Pritzker 3 years ago, and the other that's deeply red and growing redder, searching for a shot at political relevance in 2022. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.